Welcome to English as a Second Language Podcast, episode 281. All-inclusive vacations. This is English as a Second Language Podcast, episode 281. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff McQuillan. Coming to you from the Center for Educational Development in beautiful Los Angeles, California. Visit our website at eslpod.com and take a look at the ESL Podcast Store, where you will find some additional premium courses that you may be interested in. In this episode, we're going to talk about a special kind of vacation called an all-inclusive vacation. Let's get started.
Let's go on an all-inclusive vacation to a resort in Jamaica.
I'd like to go to Jamaica, but I don't know about going to an all-inclusive resort.
It saves so much time and planning. With these vacation packages, all of our lodging is included, and we don't have to pay extra for anything. For one fixed price, we get unlimited food and drinks, and all of the activities and entertainment we want.
It sounds a little too predictable to me. You know that when I travel, I like to go off the beaten track. The fun is in going out of the tourist areas to find the real character of a place.
I know, but a resort has its pluses. If we pick a good resort, we'll know that everything will be first rate. There won't be any problems with substandard amenities or service.
That may be true, but I'm still not convinced. I'd rather keep looking until we find a good compromise that will have the predictability you want and the spontaneity that I want.
Okay, but we agree on Jamaica, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's Jamaica or bust. This dialogue between May and Guy, Guy here is a man's name, is about all-inclusive vacations. The expression all-inclusive means that the vacation includes everything. The word inclusive comes from the verb to include, and it refers to a, in this case, vacation where you pay one amount that covers all of your food, hotel, and transportation, usually. All-inclusive vacations are popular, especially at resorts. A resort, R-E-S-O-R-T, as a noun, is a large hotel, usually a little more expensive, that has many things for you to do. It has many nice services available. That would be a resort, a big hotel. An all-inclusive vacation at a resort means you would pay one price and then you get all of your food, all of your hotel costs, and so forth included. May, in the dialogue, says, let's go on an all-inclusive vacation to a resort in Jamaica. Jamaica is an island in the Caribbean, south of the United States. Guy says, I'd like to go to Jamaica, but I don't know about going to an all-inclusive resort. When Guy says, I don't know about, What he means is, I'm not sure. I have my doubts about this. May then tries to convince him that it is a good idea to go on an all-inclusive vacation. She says it saves so much time in planning. With these vacation packages, all of our lodging is included. A vacation package is a combination of transportation, hotel rooms, meals, and sometimes other fees and expenses that are included and sold together, usually by travel agencies, as one package for one price. The vacation package that May is talking about includes lodging. Lodging is another word for where you are going to sleep. A lodge is another name for a hotel. So lodging is your room where you are sleeping in the hotel. May says we don't have to pay extra for anything. To pay extra means to pay more money, an additional amount. May says that for one fixed price, we get unlimited food and drinks. A fixed, F-I-X-E-D, price is a price that does not change, no matter how much you use it or don't use it. So a fixed price for your meals may mean that you can eat as much as you want. May says that you get unlimited food and drinks. Unlimited, without limits, without a maximum, as much as you want. Guy says that it sounds a little too predictable to me. Predictable means you know what will happen. There are no surprises. Guy uses this word because he thinks it may be perhaps a little boring. He says, you know that when I travel, I like to go off the beaten track. To go off the beaten, B-E-A-T-E-N, track, T-R-A-C-K, means to do something unusual or uncommon. To go somewhere where most people don't go. A track is like a path or a road. When we say the beaten path, we're referring to, for example, when you are walking out in a field, out where there are no concrete roads, the place where most people walk will usually not have any grass. It will be obvious, you can see where most other people have walked. That's the beaten path or the beaten track. To go off the beaten track or off the beaten path means to go where other people haven't gone before. Guy says the fun, or what is fun about a vacation, is going out of the tourist areas to find the real character of a place. The character of a place refers to the qualities or characteristics that make some place special or unique. That word character has a couple of different meanings in English. Take a look at the learning guide for this episode for some additional explanations. May says, I know, I understand what you are saying, Guy, but a resort has its pluses. Pluses are positive things. The opposite of a plus would be a minus, which would be a negative thing. People may talk about the pluses and the minuses, the good and the bad, the advantages and the disadvantages of something. May says, if we pick a good resort, we know that everything will be first rate. The expression first rate, R-A-T-E, means very high quality, excellent, very, very good. There won't be any problems with substandard amenities or service. The word substandard means below what you would expect, not as good as it should be, below an acceptable level. Amenities are things that make a place comfortable, the nice things about a place. A hotel could have a gym and a swimming pool and a restaurant. These are all extra things that make it nice to stay there. Those would be the amenities. The singular is amenity, A-M-E-N-I-T-Y. Guy says that may be true. It may be true what you say, but I'm still not convinced. I'm still not certain about it. I'd rather keep looking until we find a good compromise that will have the predictability you want and the spontaneity that I want. Guy is looking for a compromise, an agreement on something that both people can say yes to. Usually, both people have to give up something they want. So a compromise is when two people agree to something. It's not exactly what either person wants, but it's good enough. A compromise here would mean finding a place that has predictability. For me, she wants to know what she's going to get. It has to be predictable. And spontaneity for Guy. Spontaneity, S-P-O-N-T-A-N-E-I-T-Y, is the opposite of predictability. It's when you do things that aren't planned. You don't know what's going to happen. That would be spontaneity. May says, okay, but we agree on Jamaica, right? Meaning we both want to go to the island of Jamaica. Guy says, yeah, that's right. It's Jamaica or bust. B-U-S-T. We use that expression, something or bust, to mean that you have plans to do something and you're going to work very hard to do it. To go bust means to lose, to fail to do something. Often it can mean to lose all your money. We sometimes use the expression when we talk about traveling to a place. It's New York City or bust, meaning we're going to go to New York. We're going to do everything possible to get there. Now let's listen to the dialogue, this time at a normal speed.
Let's go on an all-inclusive vacation to a resort in Jamaica.
I'd like to go to Jamaica, but I don't know about going to an all-inclusive resort.
It saves so much time and planning. With these vacation packages, all of our lodging is included, and we don't have to pay extra for anything. For one fixed price, we get unlimited food and drinks, and all of the activities and entertainment we want.
It sounds a little too predictable to me. You know that when I travel, I like to go off the beaten track. The fun is in going out of the tourist areas to find the real character of a place.
I know, but a resort has its pluses. If we pick a good resort, we'll know that everything will be first rate. There won't be any problems with substandard amenities or service.
That may be true, but I'm still not convinced. I'd rather keep looking until we find a good compromise that will have the predictability you want and the spontaneity that I want.
Okay, but we agree on Jamaica, right?
Yeah, that's right. It's Jamaica or bust. The script for this episode was written by Dr. Lucy Say. If you have a question or comment, you can email us. Our email address is ESLPOD@ESLPOD.com. From Los Angeles, California, I'm Jeff McQuillan. Thanks for listening. Please join us again next time here at ESL Podcast. English as a Second Language Podcast is written and produced by Dr. Lucy Say, hosted by Dr. Jeff McQuillan. This podcast is copyright 2007.